This poem elaborates on the magic of Christmas, the magic of Christmas Eve, and the love we share for a white Christmas. Snow Woman. Frostalina, the Snow Woman, came to life on Christmas Eve at the end of a neighborhood block with a mop on her top, pretending to magically please Frosty the Snowman, who would come back because it was Christmas Eve. The children were happy when wonder snow they squeezed into snowballs for her body. They built her voluptuous on purpose, overjoyed with excitement because it was Christmas Eve. Frostalina the Snow Woman couldn't talk when she came to life on Christmas Eve. The children hadn't given her a mouth when they clinched her waist with a domino belt, imagining shapes resembling people. They made Frostalina for Frosty, believing he would come back because it was snowing wonderfully and because it was Christmas Eve. They built fort feet for Frostalina. She couldn't object while they waited for Christmas and Frosty, who would come back because it was Christmas Eve. After that, he'd disappear into Snowman's land before coming again next Christmas Eve. Good old Frosty the Snowman, just out in wintry toyland. Good boys and girls, magic joyland happening on Christmas Eve. They believed Frosty would return because of the snow, awesome snow, packing snow, falling all over their arms and legs, laughing mouths and upturned noses. Then, on a sudden, at the other end of the street, came lumbering a Christmas Frosty, twinkling in his public domain, singing his way through the falling snow, full of love and joyfulness for all the games they'd play on Christmas Eve. Adding not a note to his song, he ambled along, imagining shapes resembling people. They watched him touch her mop top as he reached out to greet Frostalina. One of her eyes drooped. It was a crooked domino placed carelessly by the children. She looked the best she could, but without a domino mouth, no words could she speak, and there was a fortress of snow enclosing her feet while she patiently waited for her domino mouth so they could sing songs, she and them and Frosty, singing love so awesomely Christmas in the snow, happy snow, children playing, believing, Merry Christmas happening all around them. Unblock her feet, children, Frosty commanded while laughing, and they could see he was going to kiss Frostalina. Removing the corncob pipe away from his mouth, he was fully into kissing Frostalina. Frosty, don't! She doesn't have a mouth, the children shouted. Then Frosty tried regaining his senses. Where is her mouth? He asked, dazed. The children searched. It was Christmas Eve. The domino had fallen out of pocket. Frostalina's mouth was gone. They ran exuberantly off to retrace their steps while Frosty encouraged Frostalina. You're the best friend I ever had, he said, and she gazed through her domino eyes, magically moving inside their casings. It was a snowy love sight on Christmas Eve night, happy, happy snow falling on Frosty and Frostalina. He promised he'd still be there on Christmas. Then the children returned jubilantly, setting her mouth in. Sparkles froze. Frosty pushing forward to kiss Frostalina. Snowflakes darted and icicles dropped. They're kissing, the children cried, believing them magically met when the domino effect began to take hold and they all started kissing each other. Kids will be kids, and in the magic of their brotherhood, Christmas becomes the love hearts wonder happily ever after. Happy New Year. Enjoy. Onwards.